Meyer in Petoskey.
This land of ours is under attack. The time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into Monday, September 16th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. All systems are a go, up and running perfectly this morning. Tune in app, free one. Don't pay for the premium one, the free one. Tune in, one word, capital T, capital I. Download it. Open it up and then search for WYPV, where you're a Patriot Voice. Totally free to the radio station. That one, TuneIn, is dedicated to this show, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop. The simple radio app, two words, capital S, capital R, the free one, is for the radio station. So you'll be able to hear the show repeat from 6 to 9 tomorrow morning. Today's show, 9 to noon, is live. Then we go to the music. The hits of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM. That simulcast on the Simple Radio app. And then, of course, the two websites. The one dedicated to this show, yourdefendingfathersplural.com, has a stream player that rebroadcasts the show every 3 hours all day long, plus podcasts, which are there for you to listen on demand anytime you want. And, of course, the radio station's website, wchy.us, that broadcasts what's ever on this microphone, and then the music starting at noon. That all makes up the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate it. If you live in Onaway, the Onaway Public School District, well, this morning or late yesterday afternoon, evening, you saw some 4x8 signs go up thanks to Jimmy Rieger, James Rieger, and Joe Bonnard. Met them over in Onaway, transferred over the signs. They had the post, the pounder, the zip ties. They were out there putting up the signs. They're going to finish them up today. And yard signs are in. If you see Jimmy Rieger or Joe Bonnard, ask them for some. Or contact Sherry LaFave. She has the remaining yard signs. Those are going to start going out this week, knocking on doors, talking to people. If you know somebody who lives in Onaway, text me Onaway, and I will text you the screenshot of the slate of candidates the Presque Isle County Republican Committee has endorsed, supported, vetted for these six seats. And they're looking to elect this entire slate of people, get them elected. So if you want to help us get the information out to people who live in Onaway, just text me Onaway and I'll send you the slate card. Greatly appreciate their help yesterday. Man, was it hot. Full-blown summer is back. Sunny, blue skies, gorgeous day. Got back home. Took Miss Vicky for a ride on the motorcycle. Brand new BC Pizza, built in downtown Bel Air, Michigan, Antrim County. Saw it, pulled in. Great pizza, great buffet. We didn't take the buffet. We just bought a small pizza and shared it. It was great. So if you're ever in Bel Air, check them out right there on the curve of M88 as you're heading south on M88 out of town. North of the McDonald's. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
OxyPro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. EpoxyPro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. EpoxyPro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of our number one. This segment brought to you by the extended sale going on for Mike Lindell's company, MyPillow.com. You just heard the commercial. Selling out the inventory in the old warehouse, getting ready to move into the new warehouse. Well, I got an email this morning. 2 weeks. The next 2 weeks, it's over. They are going to be moving into the new warehouse. October 1st is the target date. That's 2 weeks from tomorrow. So the sale goes on. They will try to get rid of all the inventory in the old warehouse 2 weeks from today through Monday, September 30th. They'll honor the 50, 60, 70, 80% off some items. So I highly recommend that you do one of two things. You either go to the website, MyPillow.com, shop away. Put whatever you want in the shopping cart. If you've ever thought about buying anything from him, a mattress topper, slippers, the new MyPillow 2.0, the Giza Dream Sheets, the towels, whatever, go there and put it in your shopping cart. Put it in the shopping cart, see how much it is going to be, then go to checkout. When you go to checkout, see how much the price is, and then put in the promo code Trucker Randy. One word, no space, Trucker Randy. Hit apply, see how much money you're going to save. If you order more than $100, you get free shipping. Or if you can't do it on a computer or it won't work on your phone, text me MP for MyPillow, and I'll text you the screenshot, the promo code, but also give you the 800 number to a Trucker Randy discount operator. That number is 800-654-9659. That phone number has been assigned to our promo code, to our discount for our listeners. So you call the 800 number, you place your order, they'll tell you the retail price, how much the discount got you, and how much it's going to be. Again, free shipping over $100. So text me MP and I'll send you the contact information. Or you can just go to the website, MyPillow.com, shop away, and then put in the promo code Trucker Randy. Another shooting attempt at Donald Trump. These people are not going to give up until they kill him. It's that simple. And why are they doing it? Mentally deranged people, hyped up, motivated by the media. These false TV ads that Kamala Harris is running against Donald Trump. In my opinion, this is happening because they have weaponized the media, they have weaponized the TV. If I see another ad talking about Project 2025 or the Trump tax, I may pull out a gun and shoot my TV. I cannot believe the bald-faced lies that they are perpetrating on the TV against this candidate, former President Donald Trump. They are so deathly afraid that this guy's going to win, that the American people are fed up with this economy, fed up with inflation. These gas prices, these food prices, literally taxing us to death. It's almost, if you think about it, folks, it's taxation without representation. Why do I say that? Friday's show, I mentioned the fact that on average for four years, Donald Trump's gas prices at the pump was $1 a gallon cheaper than Biden's average for the last 4 years under his presidency. When Donald Trump took over, it was $3.50 a gallon, $3.60, $3.70 in that range. He fought to bring the prices down because we were drilling, we were fracking, we were producing more energy than we were consuming. We were an energy exporter. The oil companies were happy with their profits. The supply was way up. The strategic oil reserve was completely full. Prices were coming down. When Donald Trump left office that day, January 20th of 2021, gas prices was $1.89 a gallon. But because he took over from Barack Hussein Obama and Biden at $3.50, his average for 4 years was $2.49 a gallon. It's in the video. Now, the point of the matter is that the average being that low under Biden, when Biden took over, I should say, under Trump, when Biden took over at $1.89, he immediately started doing things to increase the price of gasoline. Killed the XL Keystone pipeline, stopped fracking, stopped drilling, basically causing the supply to dry up. And then what happened? They had a midterm election. The midterm elections came. And basically, because of the midterm elections in 2022, they decided to drain the strategic oil reserve. It's gone. It doesn't exist. It is completely gone. It's gone because he dumped the supply into the supply chain. And in doing so, basically attempted to lower prices. You have to understand something, people. This is, without a doubt, a tax that you've had to pay for the last 4 years of Biden being in the Oval Office. If you just compare the averages, $3.50 versus $2.49, that's a buck a gallon in extra cash that you've had to spend to put in your gas tank. Let's say you buy 20 gallons of gas a week, just picking a number. Some people's gas tanks are bigger, others are smaller. On average, 20 gallons a week times a buck. Well, that's $20 a week, 50 weeks in a year when you're not on vacation, you're going to work. That's $1,000 a year. With Biden being in an office on just gasoline alone, it's $1,000 a year times 4 years. It's $4,000. Should be in your bank account that's not there because you were taxed without representation. Did your U.S. Senator or U.S. Congressman vote to tax you the extra buck a gallon? No. Did your state legislature vote to tax you at the state level an extra dollar a gallon? No. Did a governor of the state of Michigan sign a special gas tax taxing you an extra dollar a gallon for the last 4 years? Well, no, that didn't happen either, Randy. Well, if it wasn't done in Washington, D.C., if it wasn't done in Lansing, folks, isn't that a taxation without representation? And if Harris gets into the White House, she will make Biden look like Trump when it comes to energy policies. This woman wants us to buy electric vehicles. She wants to end the burning of fossil fuels. She wants us to absolutely have to start paying $5-6 a gallon for gas. Why? Because it'll force you towards buying an EV, which I will never do. I will absolutely never do it. Ever in my life, I will never own a fully electric vehicle. An EV, not going to happen. Sorry, they don't work up here in Northern Michigan. And the other aspect to this whole thing, Nobody else is buying them either. Ford just announced, GM announced layoffs to their EV plants where they manufacture the electric vehicles. They're cutting back production. Why? Because they got fields and fields and fields of these vehicles that nobody has bought. They're talking about when Kamala Harris takes over at the White House, that they are going to give, listen to this, $15,000 instant rebate paid for by the federal government to get you to buy an electric vehicle. Got two different news sources. Two different news sources stating for the record that this is one of her plans that she isn't talking about on the campaign trail just yet. If she gets it her way because she becomes elected president, well, guess what? They're going to absolutely push this type of rebate with your federal tax dollars. The other last component of this, look at your electric bill at your home, your business. Year over year, they have graphs. I know Great Lakes Energy does on our electric bill. Presqu'ile does the same thing for the radio station. What did you spend last year for electricity versus what you're spending this year? Increased cost. Prices have had to go up. And then don't even get me talking about food prices. Absolutely unbelievable how much food has gone up. And the fact that these are taxes that you never voted on, your state legislators never voted on, your governor never signed them into effect, Washington, D.C. never passed them, your congressman, your U.S. senator, our U.S. senator never voted on it. So why are we paying taxes in the form of inflation? It's called policy. People, you need to wake up. You need to wake up and understand exactly what's going on. Because these ads are basically a bald-faced lie. Pure and simple. Absolutely pure and simple. A bald-faced lie. And again, painting Trump as a threat to democracy. If I hear that one more time, I swear I'm going to lose it. First of all, we don't have a democracy. The only component aspect of a democracy is your elections for every other office other than President of the United States. Do you understand that? Every election is based on popular vote, where you must get 50% plus one vote. Ask Brett Gooding about one vote. That's the only component of our country is elections, except for President of the United States. They're all popular vote, 50% plus one. Why do I say except for president? Because the president of the United States is technically elected by the Electoral College per our Constitution, which the Democrats want to end that process. When we vote on November 5th for president, we vote to elect electors to the Electoral College. They are the ones that actually on January 6th elect the president.